You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
A Super Smiley Adventure is brought to you by State Farm.
I'm Smiley the dog. I have a mutt. I'm Smiley the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend, and she's really pretty. I have a pony, and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. Into a fountain, live in the mountain, live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm Smiley the dog.
Wolf and Super Smiles, welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my handsome co-host, two-time shelter dog Super Smiley, who's the ambassador of kindness for State Farm, our amazing national sponsor. Thank you, State Farm, for all you do for dogs and for their people. As the pet lifestyle coach, I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle. And then I help train them so they keep that pet forever. And here on a Super Smiley Adventure, we explore adventures where animals lead. These can be adventures for fun, for missions of animal advocacy, or inner journeys of self-discovery where our pets become our healers and teachers. And Super Smiley has been taking me on amazing adventures lately. We just completed a Super Smiley flash mob tour for kindness that included a mega flash mob for kindness at the University of Georgia. Go dogs! And we just released our music video, Kindness, It's Super Smiley, of the entire song. It's co-written by Super Smiley, me, and our amazing super producer, Mark Winter. And this just received 2 nominations for the Dog Writers of America Awards. So a big shout out to the Dog Writers of America Awards, and thank you! And thank you again to our wonderful sponsors, State Farm, who do so much amazing work for dogs and support us so profoundly in their work for pet stewardship, pet safety, and kindness. And we are super excited that we were just on the green carpet and aired our 100th episode from the World Dog Awards, which was a television special for the CW network that one could say is the Academy Awards for dogs. And our latest update is that our Hallmark movie that we shot together in Kentucky is airing January 31st. And we are so thrilled that right now we have with us one of the amazing stars of that film, The Ultimate Legacy. He's also acted on popular television series like The Gilmore Girls, Days of Our Lives. He was named one of Cosmopolitan Magazine's hottest bachelors and one of Nashville's 25 most beautiful people. He's an amazing composer and singer. He loves animals. He's an ambassador for the National Wildlife Federation and the Big Cats Initiative. And Bo Davidson worked with Super Smiley on Hallmark's film, The Ultimate Legacy. So we want to welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure, Bo Davidson. Welcome, Bo.
Thank you, Megan. I appreciate it. And a big Super Smiley hug to Smiley there. I know I've missed him very much as well as you.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. And he sends you a great big kiss right back. How about that?
I love it. I'll take dog kisses any day.
Yep, me too. I'm with you. So, Bo, you have been so super busy acting, composing, speaking for animals, and performing your music all around the country. Let's start with this project that brought us together. The Ultimate Legacy is premiering on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel January 31st. And first, let me just give all the credit where credit's due. It's beautifully directed by Joanne Hawk, who also worked on the film Max about the war dog, which was amazing. And I love the heart of this film. Can you give our listeners a hint of what it's about, Bo?
Yeah, I guess I suppose I can. I mean, this is the third in a trilogy of 3 movies that are based on the author Jim Stovall's novel. So the first one's called The Ultimate Gift, the second was The Ultimate Life, and this is the third one called The Ultimate Legacy. My understanding is that they're going to air them all back-to-back on January 31st. So anyone that wants to see them all in a row, you'll be able to see all 3 of them back-to-back on January 31st. But the gist of it is that you have a lady, played by Raquel Welch, who is about to pass on her estate to one of her relatives, one of her grandsons. And this, you know, this kid is not someone that's really too familiar with money. He's not really in his wheelhouse, but he's brought back to the estate. And there's all these different people that knew Miss Anderson, played by Raquel Welch, who basically kind of formed together to help him understand the value of charity, the value of money, the value of humanitarianism, all these things that his grandmother represented. And so my character comes in, and I play a character named Maximilian Swing. And I'm a rock star.
Great name, by the way.
Based on,
Yeah, well, great name for a rock star, Maximilian. Woo!
Maximilian Swain. I love the name. I was like, man, if I just get to play this character, what a cool name. But I think he's kind of loosely based on kind of like a John Bon Jovi type of a guy. And yeah. He's one of these guys who was sent to Anderson House by his manager because they thought he was going to burn out. And he met a young Steve Forbes there, which is played by a great actor named John Hawke. And so we play these guys who have had this history with Anderson House. And we're called back in per Miss Anderson to help Joey, the main character, understand the value of certain philanthropic things. And in my case, what we do is we host a charity show that's held on the grounds there. And I don't want to give away too much of the movie because I want people to watch it. But
yeah,
it's a very heartwarming film. It's a family-based film that everyone can, I mean, anybody should watch it just so they understand it. Anybody can really learn from this. Right? They can say, okay, these are values that we all respect and admire. We wish that we would pass on to our own children.
I love that. That's so well said. And yeah, the way I see it is the theme of how we all have choices every moment in our lives. And some are little tiny choices. Some are huge choices, like what the main character, Michael Olivier from Glee, his character faces. But they all shape our lives in profound ways. And I think that's something that everybody can take home with that. That it's kind of like the film, It's a Wonderful Life. Remember when Jimmy Stewart came back, he saw that even his little tiny things, they affected the entire town. And I love also that you talked about how the trilogy is going to be playing. It's going to be, I like to call it the ultimate weekend. What do you think? The ultimate weekend on Hallmark.
Right.
And you mentioned some of the cast, Raquel Welch, Brian Dennehy's on there. Can you, let me see, who else? Can we name some other, it's a fabulous cast. Yeah, tell us.
Who I got along with so well, he plays Jason. He came from the prior movie, Deal for Life, but Logan Bartholomew just does a heck of a job in this movie. So
yeah.
I was really proud to work with him. Lee Merriweather, can you say enough good things about Lee Merriweather?
What a
classic beauty and great person she was.
Yes, Lee Merriweather, let me interject here. She was on a Super Smiley Adventure, I think, two shows ago. So everybody go to Pet Life Radio, Super Smiley Adventure page, and scroll down and find Lee's show because we talk about pets, animals in her life, and also she talks about her experience on The Ultimate Legacy. And she was a former Miss America. Bo, did you know that she was the original Catwoman in the original Batman?
I did.
Isn't that amazing?
I did know that. And she was a former Miss America as well.
Yes,
so, and you know what? I kind of just thought when I met her, you know, and just being around her, I thought, I've got to get a picture with her. I mean, if I don't get it with anybody else, I've got to get it with Lee. Because, you know, this is Miss America we're talking about, but also she retains that classic beauty that, you know, you see and you go, wow, you know, I don't care if you're 20 years old, 90 years old, 50 years old, 10 years old. She just has had it throughout the years, and it's amazing to see that. But you know what's, I think, the most important part about Lee is that, you know, no attitude, no ego, just completely a really sincere, authentic, genuine person that I love being around.
Absolutely. She is and was beautiful. So a big shout out to our beautiful Lee Merriweather.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee, thank you for joining us on A Super Smiley Adventure. And I can't wait to see everybody ensembled again, reassembled again on The Ultimate Legacy, Ultimate Weekend. Yay, on the Hallmark Movie Channel, January 31st. And Bo, since this is Pet Life Radio and Super Smiley was one of the actors in the film, can you give our listeners a behind-the-scenes peek of working with Super Smiley on set? He wants to know, what did you think about his work?
Well, I think he's a tremendous actor, of course. I respect his work. It was wonderful working with him. I think he should be nominated for 6 awards at least for this production. But he was a champion. I'm sure you remember this too, because I don't want to give away the scene. But there was a scene, we had a very long day and it was very hot. We filmed it in the summer in Louisville, Kentucky. But, you know, we actually had one of our extras pass out during the filming of this particular scene because of long hours of standing.
That's
Super Smiley was over in the shade. I saw him panting, and I thought, you know, I hope he's okay. Because, you know, it's one of these things. You have 14, 15, 16-hour days, and they got to, you know, cut and repeat and cut and repeat. And, you know, you're out there the entire time. But, you know, he was a trooper. He stuck in there. I think he's cut out for any sort of work that you give him.
Aw, thank you, Bo. Thank you so much. And right back at you. You are just amazing in all of your scenes. And I just can't wait to get to more of what you're doing in this movie because it is just so exciting. And talking about that day, yes, and dogs on set. I love that you mentioned that because Smiley's worked on several films. And let's get to a little bit of animal stewardship here. Whenever it is hot, everybody, please remember to keep your dogs in the shade, on the grass. Grass can actually be a full 20 20 to 30 degrees cooler than even pavement in the shade. So I love that you brought that up, Bo, and give them plenty, mm-hmm. plenty of water, like the humans too. Because as you said, Smiley was fine, but one of the humans did pass out that day. But everybody's right. fine. It's all good. It all worked out beautifully. And in the film, Bo, you mentioned that you play a music industry professional and you get to actually perform your song, Blessed, which has been making quite an yes. impact around the country. And we want to hear about Blessed, about your little dog, Lola, at home, and how you work with big cats right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with Bo Davidson, singer, composer, actor, and one of the stars of the Hallmark Movie and Mystery Channel's The Ultimate Legacy. Welcome back, Bo.
Thanks for having me again. I'm glad to be back again.
So, Bo, before we get into your amazing song, Blessed, which is just unbelievable, Bo, tell us about your cute little dog at home, Lola. She's adorable. Tell us about Lola.
Well, I consider her mine, although she's technically not. She's technically my mom. And my okay. mom, we had a dog back, you know, years ago, and unfortunately she passed away. Her name was Babe. But she decided to get a new dog, and she wanted to get a Bichon Frise. That's what she kind of had her heart set on. And so she went and got this dog, and she named her Lola. And of course, I didn't get to meet Lola until she was maybe 6 or 7 weeks old, but I've gotten to the pet sit for her a couple of times. Lola has come up and stayed with me in Nashville. My mom is in Memphis. But I've just really enjoyed getting to know this little dog and her personality. I mean, they're very curious. They're playful. They're very, very sweet. And, I mean, she's just like a cotton ball. She's just so soft, you know. But I've taken her around places, and I know if your listeners go to Twitter, you'll see my mom has this, like, it's almost like a little sling satchel that you can, you know, take her around, and she likes to walk around, you know, she likes me to walk around with her with that and that. So, you know, because we don't really let her run around too much outside because she's extremely quick. But we put her in this little bag, and, like, she's completely fine to go anywhere she wants. So she's getting therapy dog training right now. So she's going to be able to do that, which is really, really neat. But Lola's, she's quite the personable dog. I really enjoyed the fact that my mom got her. So every time I come back home to Memphis, which is at this point when I can, you know, once a month, maybe once every other month, I get to see Lola. And my mom told me the other day that she played one of my songs on the computer. I don't know how it came up. And Lola actually looked directly at the screen and perked her ears up. She knew, she recognized my voice, which is really interesting.
It is amazing.
So I thought that was really neat, but I love her.
Yeah, they are so smart. And I love that you brought up therapy dog work. Super Smiley and my dog Angel, they are pet partners, therapy dogs. And dogs, they can add so much and enhance people's lives so much. And I also love that you mentioned that she's getting training at such an early age, because I know for a fact that training a dog is so important. It makes them happier. It gives them a job. It makes them more comfortable in their environment. And a lot of people, they don't train a little dog because the little dogs are easier to handle. But could you just talk a little bit about how important it is to train a dog and give them a job and maybe even make them a therapy dog? Just what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's important because, for one thing, it really solidifies the relationship between the pet and the owner. In the case of my mom, you know, my mom's a school teacher, so she can't be there with Lola every single, you know, waking hour of the day. But Lola needs a lot of exercise. She needs direction. She needs interaction. And so I think the therapy process of going through this to get her trained for that, as well as being in puppy training school, I think she's, I'm trying to remember the level she's at. I think she's past the first stage, and she's moving on to stage 2. But I think it helps her with discipline because she's got a heck of a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I think it helps kind of rein in some of that stuff. And so I can tell that it's been somewhat of a rocky process too, because you're dealing with a brand new puppy who's got a heck of a lot of energy. So I think it's helped him establish that relationship. And, you know, I always try to tell my mom, like, Mom, you know, you kind of got to show Lola who's boss some of the time. You know, you can't just let her run rampant, you know. But I think going through this therapy process and through training has really made Lola learn some discipline and also really established that, you know, that pet, that owner and pet relationship. I think that's really important.
I love that. I love that. So let's give a super smiley shout out. Hey, Lola, good job, baby. Good, good girl. Okay.
And now, good girl. Yeah.
And Bo, now to your song, Blessed. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. This song is so beautiful. It is so heartfelt.
Thank
it's
you.
Used in a segment in the movie, The Ultimate Legacy, surrounding veterans in the film. And it's about courage, honor, duty, glory. You talk about what are these words? Mm-hmm. What do they really mean? But you know what? Instead of just answering the question, what I want to do right now is let's just play part of the song. Mark and Super Smiley, hit it.
What is courage? What is honor? All these words are just ideals long forgotten. What is duty? What is glory? Are they just written down in some old story? When we hear
Davidson, your song is just, it is so beautiful. Blessed is making an impact across the United States and across the world. Let me just let our listeners know. It was featured in the Boston Pops July 4th Spectacular. It was the theme for ESPN's 9/11 Sunday night countdown with Chris Berman. The documentary style video earned you 2 regional Emmy nominations. Bo, did you have any idea that all of this would happen when you penned your song?
Not at all, because, you know, they say write what you know. And I had written a lot of sort of romantic style of music. You know, I think that's what a lot of writers do in Nashville. Let's write about love. Let's write about relationships. And look, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's very common to do that. But in this particular instance, I thought, I need to step outside my box as a writer and figure out what's missing. Where's there something where really I can take a stab at a subject that no one's talking about much anymore? And I thought about my good friend Lee Greenwood, that lives here in Nashville. Of course, he's got that great song, God Bless the USA. And I thought, maybe I can take that topic and take it from a little more modern generational perspective, because I'm on the high end of the millennial generation. But I thought, you know, you look at my father, my grandfather, you look at that generational component, a lot of them, you know, served in the military. But some people that are under the age of 30 now don't really know what that's like. And frankly, some of them maybe have even become a little spoiled, you know? So I thought, if I can attack these subjects and say, look, there are guys that are my age and younger who are serving the military in Afghanistan and Iraq and places around the world, and they do know what courage and honor and duty mean. But is the average Joe on the street, does he know what that is? Or is he more concerned with the hoverboard that he just got for Christmas? You know, so I thought, you know, this is a serious subject, but that's why artists have sometimes the ability to tackle a subject that isn't being talked about a lot. And I think sometimes that can really awaken people. And I hope that this song, and it seems that it is so far, is awakening some hearts and minds. And that's what I hope that it will do, you know, for as long as it'll go.
I really believe it will, Bo. And I want you to know, I am moved. This sounds so corny, but I literally am moved to tears almost every time I hear it. And I don't know if it's because my father, he did fight in World War II. He literally helped liberate the country of France. And he instilled in me these values that you were just talking about. And it's something deep in my heart. And your song just really touches that. And you also sing about, the song talks about being blessed to have a voice. And we have the freedom, just simple things, to be the voice of animals. Right here, I'm so blessed to be able to have this, my beautiful animals at my home who I love so much. They give me so much. And then I can share their voices right here on this radio show. And there's so many perspectives. I just named two right there. My father, the massive impact of World War II, my radio show here. There's so many people that will be able to relate to this song. And I saw the reaction the audience had to your song when we shot the film. Can you talk about
the
reaction?
Really,
yes, tell us, talk about the reaction. It's amazing.
Well, what was so great is that, yeah, I performed on The Bold and the Beautiful before, and I also performed, of course, in Ultimate Legacy. And it's really unique, by the way. I have to really credit Joanne Hawk and Rick Eldridge for allowing me the opportunity to put this song in it. I mean, I quoted it at the audition, and they stuck it in the script. But bottom line is, you know, when you bring in any time on a movie set, for people that don't know, you have what's called extras. And you have sometimes hundreds of people there that are brought in as these, you know, sort of people that sit around and kind of walking back and forth, and they're for the picture and the scene. Well, what I did not know until I really got there, and the same is true for Bold and the Beautiful, is that a substantial portion of these people came from the VA and from the veterans chapter there in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh,
so what you have on
either.
The front row there, when you have people in uniform, are not just extras that have thrown on a costume, but they're actually wearing their own unique uniform from their service. So you know, the guys I was shaking hands with on the front row, and I saw you and Smiley down there, and Doug Jones and Michael Olivier and Logan Bartholomew, the people that were around you were legitimate veterans. And that's a really unique thing, because when you see the song land on those guys' faces, and those women's faces, that's an entirely different reaction. And that's the thing that I love seeing. And that, the same happened in Los Angeles with Bold and Beautiful. Girls started tearing up, and you think, well, okay, great, you've got a song that made someone move. But when you realize who they were, that's an inspiring moment.
Bo, I'm so glad you shared that. I'm so glad you shared that. Yes, it is. Everyone has to tune in to see the film, but also to see your performance of this song. It is just amazing. And again, The Ultimate Legacy on the Hallmark Movie and Mystery Channel, January 31st. And it's also going to re-air on February 3rd. It's on the schedule. So I'm so excited about this. And this may be too hard of a question. And if it is, because there may be no words, it may just be your song. But the words, you say, what do they mean? Freedom, honor, courage, glory. Bo, what do these words mean to you? I mean, you've already expressed it in art, and I just have to ask the question. I have to ask it. What do you think?
Well, I think they are ideals that have been passed down from generations. And I think for America, we are at a very pivotal point in history. So for me, personally, what they mean are they are not concepts that are just words written down in history, because people like to talk about lofty ideals and lofty goals. But I'll even bring it back to something Rick Eldridge posted the other day, which comes from The Ultimate Legacy, and you'll remember this probably. If I am to dream, let me dream magnificently. Let me dream grand and lofty thoughts and ideals that are worthy of me and my best effort. So a personalization of courage and glory and duty and honor, these are things that may be, and I know I'm kind of going on a limb here, but may be specific to the American experience. And I'm not trying to push away anyone else that you know that's done anything throughout the world, but there is a unique charitable component to American exceptionalism.
And I think
that's something that we share as Americans that is worthy and noble to look up to. All the other countries around the world have looked to America to be a leader, to be a beacon of freedom. And I think that's why these ideals are things that our fathers and our forefathers fought for those very, very reasons. And so if we don't continue to pass those down and demonstrate to our children what those are, they may get lost. And that's my concern, and that's why I wrote the song.
I love that you said all of that. And once again, I want to mention that my father was in World War II. You spoke about earlier generations, and he passed away years ago when he was 90. He was much older when he married my mother, but I feel so blessed that I was able to have him as my father from such an earlier generation. So I got to have those instilled in my soul. And you mentioned Rick Eldridge's name. I just want to say again, let our listeners know that Rick Eldridge was the producer of the film, The Ultimate Legacy, and one of the writers. And he's also the producer of The Ultimate Gift and The Ultimate Life. So he indeed does live by these values. So I'm glad you mentioned his name again. And back to the movie. Again, thank you, Joanne Hawk. We love Joanne, our amazing director. And we had such an amazing cast. The legend Raquel Welch stars in the film, and I'm in the movie. I play Claudia, who's the estate's chef, and Super Smiley plays Raquel Welch's dog. And Bo, we want to hear more about your work with animals. You work with the National Wildlife Federation, the Big Cats Initiative, and more about Lola all when we come back. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back, right after we kibble a little with our sponsors.
Stay. State Farm. This is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
Uh-huh, and if I hit the only tree in Lone Pine, California?
We'll send a tow truck right over.
What if I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio Talk and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Lee Merriweather, and I'm on a super smiley adventure. Whee!
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with Bo Davidson, actor, singer, composer from The Ultimate Legacy. Welcome back, Bo.
Hey, thanks for having me again. It's been such a treat. Literally. Didn't mean to make a bad pun. It has been a treat.
Oh my God. Smiley picked up his ears. He's like, treat, treat. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, Bo. So our theme after hearing your song has quickly turned to one of thankfulness and blessings. And I just want to share something with everybody that happened to Super Smiley and I last week. We're so thankful because last week on a Los Angeles freeway, my car axle broke. We'd slowed to about 50 miles an hour because it started making this loud noise and this banging. And then suddenly my car lurched into the left lane. And if there had been a car, a truck going the speed limit, which was 65, but people here go 70 plus, it would have been a massive, massive pileup. So that was the first blessing that we didn't hit anyone. And then we managed to get off the freeway to a parking lot. And right when we parked, the axle broke in two and the wheel fell off into an angle. It just fell off.
Wow.
So that was the second blessing, that it held together while we got to safety. Then when I got out to look, there were flames coming out of the wheel well. I mean, 8-inch flames, like in a fireplace. So I got Smiley out of the car, and he sat in a sit-stay about 30 yards away. So again, I want to emphasize how training can literally save dogs' lives. It's so important. So he's in a sit-stay. I grabbed the necessities out of my car, called 911, ran around to check the fire, and the flames were out. They were out. And when the truck, the tow truck man moved the wheel, you know, to tow the car, the wheel was completely covered in like a quarter of an inch thick of oil and grease. He said it should have ignited and exploded the whole car. And he had no explanation except how blessed we were. So I just want to be so thankful for this, acknowledge this, let everyone know what happened to Super Smiley and I last week. We're fine. But have you ever experienced any blessings or maybe obviously not so dramatic, but moments of healing or inspiration that you've shared with your dog that shared?
Well, Lola's so new.
But when did you have before?
She's just been a blessing.
Oh, I love that.
The good news is that, you know, I've been working with a number of organizations who have really inspired me.
And,
you know, it's interesting. One little quick tidbit about two of them. One of them is one called Wish for Our Heroes, which has benefited in the movie The Ultimate Legacy. That is a real charity. And in December, I had the great opportunity to go perform for that charity. And what they do essentially is they take, collect money and provide it to, they basically grant wishes, almost like, you know, Make-A-Wish Foundation, but they do it for military families, people who couldn't otherwise afford to do it. Another inspirational component is a group I've been working with now for about 2 years called Purple Hearts Reunited. And when you talked earlier about what is courage, glory, honor, who embodies that, well, Captain Zachariah Fife with Purple Hearts Reunited absolutely embodies that. He's an Army guy. He's a captain in the Army who has taken it upon himself to find lost or stolen Purple Hearts and reunite them with their original owners or, if they're deceased, their next of kin. And so it's funny you mention your father, because on June 6th, D-Day, 2 years ago, I was called in to meet him and to sing for a very special reuniting of a Purple Heart with the sister of a man who was in the original Band of Brothers. And I sang Bring Him Home from Les Miserables. I sang Blessed for that. So if you want to talk about inspiring, I was called in to do this thing and watch this woman get this Purple Heart that had been lost for, gosh, who knows how long it had been lost for. But sometimes they're found in estate sales. Great story for you that I'm just now thinking of. One of the most recent Purple Hearts that was returned was dug up by none other than a dog. So there you have
it. Are
you
kidding
me?
Not kidding you at all.
It's
Tell us the story. What happened? The dog literally dug it up out of the ground. Tell us.
I don't know all the exact specifics, but I know that a dog was digging in its backyard and actually dug up a Purple Heart. And so the owner went out to get it, found it, that's what the dog had dug up. And a lot of times Purple Hearts either have a name or an inscription number on the back of it. Well, because of what Zach does, he's able to, I think they contacted him directly and said, I know you've got a group called Purple Hearts Reunited. Can you, do you know whose Purple Heart this is? Well, hence begins a lot of research that Zach has to do. He has to go through an enormous amount of records and find out who this belongs to. And then they've got to find the next of kin if the person is deceased. So they were able to reunite this Purple Heart back with the family of that original recipient, dug up by a dog. I think what they did, too, is they put the Purple Heart around the dog's neck and let it run to the person who it belongs to. So it's a really unique story. But you'll have to look that up on purplehearts.org because there is that story of how that one was found. They find them in amazing places, but that was one of the more inspiring stories. So all of you with your pets out there, be careful with what they're digging up because they may have a Purple Heart.
I love this story. And you know the, one of the definitions of angels is messengers. Angels are messengers. And in that case, right. I think that dog truly was a messenger. I think he could actually claim being an angel with that definition. That is so cool, Bo. Thank you for telling us that. And also, you work with the Wildlife Federation and the Big Cats Initiative. Can you tell us about your work with them and what's coming up?
Well, this is brand new, and so I'm giving your listeners really a first look at this because not many people know about it. It's not something
that
we've been working on it for about a month or so. But basically, I'm about to release a new album called The American Gentleman, and it'll be on iTunes and all that good stuff, so people will be able to get it. Probably be released in February. But my idea was, one of the songs we recorded was The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and everybody knows that song because it's from 1961.
Yes.
We decided to recreate it. When I say recreate it, I mean truly reimagine the song. But the cool part is that my manager also represents Jay Siegel and the Tokens, who recorded it in 1961.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Last year, at the end of last year, after Ultimate Legacy was over, about October, November, we came back and we brought the Tokens in and re-recorded this thing with the Tokens, completely fresh arrangement. It's very fun. It's big. It's like, you know, it's completely a different experience from how the original song was done. A lot of African-Cuban rhythms in it and such. Well, we documented this. We documented our process and how we were all animal lovers. And, of course, a lot of your listeners will remember the tragedy of Cecil Lion last year and the fact that we have trophy hunters and poachers and some really bad stuff. And, you know, Jimmy Kimmel fight about this on his television show. People really got upset about this, and rightfully so.
And well, Bo, let me just interject right here that Cecil was murdered while we were shooting The Ultimate Legacy. I remember exactly
where
I was sitting.
That's right.
So go ahead. I had to just say that. Go ahead.
No, it was, and it really touched a lot of people. And so, because, you know, these animals are, well, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service just designated them as endangered for the very first time. So this is a very significant thing for these animals because only maybe about 20 to 30,000 left in the wild. Well, I reached out to some people at National Geographic with the Big Cats Initiative. And what they do are, Derek and Beverly Joubert are the preeminent documentarians of lions and big cats in the wild in South Africa and Zimbabwe and Botswana. And so I reached out to them. I said, hey, I got kind of a crazy idea, but I'm going to send you this song. I just really feel if I'm going to release a music video on this thing, I really want really great live footage of big cats because with what happened to Cecil, I want to see these animals in their majesty. And you've been documenting these animals for 20 years. Would you consider possibly putting some footage on there? Well, the blessing in this whole thing is that they said yes. And so we're in a process now of going back and forth where I trade emails to South Africa, where an editor is literally putting this thing together. Half of footage of me in the studio in Nashville, and half of it will be of real-life wildlife images from South Africa of lions. So we hope to release this thing in February, but everything's trending in the right direction, and I'm just excited to be kind of co-producing this thing with people so far away, but for a good cause, because at the end of the song, it comes back to the fact that we dedicated to Cecil. And we say, look, this is a real issue. Trophy hunting, poaching, it's a significant issue, and it's something that doesn't matter who you are, you should be thinking about, because it's gonna, with their endangered status, it makes it harder to do this. eBay has been actually selling animal parts, which I think is pretty bad. There's been a lot of pressure on them. So there's a real significant awakening right now. I think that's going to happen as a result of what happened to Cecil.
Absolutely, Bo. And thank you, thank you, thank you for using your talents, your gifts, exactly like what Rick Eldridge was saying, for the betterment of the world, animals, and for Cecil. I had no idea that you were working on this. And I know you'll keep us all posted, and we will absolutely share the Lion Sleeps Tonight video when that comes out. I can't wait to hear that. And speaking of that, Bo, how can people keep up with you, your Facebook, Twitter, wherever? Could you give your links, how we can follow you and then keep up with all of this wonderful work?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. So my name is spelled B-E-A-U. Sometimes after the radio I have to do this. Some people think it's B-O, but it's B-E-A-U. Yes. Last name's David, from D-A-V-I-D-S-O-M. You've got BoDavidson.com, which is probably the most official source for me. But then, of course, my Facebook pages, I've got two. I've got a fan page as well. There's a Twitter handle, which is all lowercase BoDavidson. Instagram is BodaciousBo, if you want to come follow me on there. Those are all my social media handles. So please, by all means, please come follow me and pay attention to us. Some of the things I've got coming up, because this Lion project is really going to be exciting. And I post a lot of pictures of me and Lola, too. I did that on Twitter, and you saw those the other day. So
yeah.
The adventures of Bo and Lola will definitely continue.
I love that. And everybody, we're going to be tweeting them and Facebooking them, too. If you go to MeganBlakeOfficial.com, that's where you'll find all of my Facebook and Smiley's Facebook. And we're just going to be sharing everything about Bo. I want to say everything about you, Bodacious Bo. You're just fabulous, Bo. We love you. We're so excited about all of your work. And I want to thank, again, and give a big Super Smiley shout out to the Dog Writers of America Association for Smiley's two nominations for Our Kindness, It's Super Smiley music video, and Lyrics nomination. And congratulations also to Mark Winter for the nominations. Mark Winter did the music, produced the music, and is co-wrote the lyrics with Super Smiley and me. And also thank you to State Farm, who does so much for dogs across the country, and they support us in all of their work for kindness and dog safety and dog stewardship. So we're just so blessed to have all these wonderful people around us. And I want to invite everyone to go to kindnessfilms.com, where you can see Super Smiley's Kindness music video, and also the supersmileyproject.org that will take you to Smiley's Kindness page. So if you Google Super Smiley, pretty much all of this will come up. And Bo Davidson, thank you so much for joining us today. And I've really enjoyed you being here again and learning so much more about you, Bo. Thank you. Thank you so much. Do you have any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with? What would you like to say before you go?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This has been a really unique interview, and I love talking about all these different things that are happening, both in the world and my career, of course. It's the blessings. Just when you put it out there, sometimes you do something that's bigger than yourself, you'll be returned tenfold, So I also want to thank Paul Kozowski down in Florida and Gail Parento in New York for guiding me along this process. As a new artist, it's a very difficult and challenging business, and we've got a team that's really kind of thought outside the box and really try to do some unique things. So I hope that happens with Lion Sleeps Tonight in this new project. But, we're doing this from our hearts. And that's a really important thing, I think, as an artist. We've seen too much artifice in today's world, and I'd like to see more art. So, hopefully I can be part of a movement that does something for good, something that's true, something that's pure and real. We approached it musically that way, and I hope we continue to do that. So I'm just excited as heck that was in the Ultimate Legacy with you and Smiley. It really is a great movie. Just real quickly, too, next week, have your listeners tune in to the Hallmark Channel for Home and Family. It's their talk show, which you were on before with Smiley as well. I'm going to be on the 27th and the 28th of next week leading up to Ultimate Legacy. So they'll air it for 2 days in a row.
I love that. And I think they still do this, Bo. I'm glad you mentioned Home and Family. We love them. Big shout out to the Hallmark Channel and Home and Family. They put them on a link. They put the segments on a link. So if you all miss Bo live on those days, I think you can go back to their, and you can do a search on their Home and Family page.
Great.
And you can still see the segments. And Smiley's might even still be up there. You might be able to search Super Smiley and see us on there giving pet adoption tips and all kinds of things. And Bo, thank you so much. And again, everybody, tune in to the Ultimate Legacy on Hallmark Movies and Mystery Channel January 31st, February 3rd, and check your local listings because hopefully you'll be running more. Right, Bo?
We hope it runs for the whole of 2016 for our sake.
Yes, and congratulations to Rick Eldridge and Joanne Hawk and to the entire cast. And thank you again, Bo Davidson, for joining us on a Super Smiley adventure.
Thanks and so much, and farewell to Super Smiley and Megan Blake, the great, great, great folks that I got to know in Ultimate Legacy. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
All right, and from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a Super Smiley adventure, we hope you love all your adventures with your pets. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.